Tonight, the major new developments after the deadly Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. A man driving right into the parade. Tonight, police identifying the suspect behind the wheel and horrifying new images emerging of the red SUV speeding through the parade right into a marching band. At least five people killed, more than 40 injured, six children in critical condition tonight. The police chief emotional today reading the names of the victims, ages 52 to 81. And what we've learned tonight about the man behind the wheel. This evening, the news on COVID and boosters in this country, the long lines, and not everyone having an easy time finding a booster. With COVID cases on the rise just as we head into Thanksgiving, what you need to know tonight. The Thanksgiving getaway now underway. Millions already on the road tonight. More than 50 million Americans expected to drive or fly this week. The highest gas prices in years and the weather. Temperatures plunging tonight, the big chill from the Great Lakes to the East Coast. And what to expect Thanksgiving Day. Closing arguments tonight in the Ahmaud Arbery case, the prosecutor telling the jury three white men killed Arbery, quote, because he was a black man running down the street. The defense claiming they were trying to make a citizen's arrest. The crackdown tonight, authorities concerned over smash and grab robberies in this country, the images of thieves swarming stores in the San Francisco Bay Area, stealing from Nordstrom's up to 100 people, emptying other high-end stores. New video and new questions tonight involving tennis star Peng Shuai. What is it about the video that has many not convinced? Tonight, the countdown is on to Black Friday and major deals online already tonight. We'll go down the list here. And America Strong tonight, the young team you met right here Friday night and what they've now done. This gets even better.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to start another week with all of you at home. And we begin tonight with the new reporting here, the horrific new details now emerging after that Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. A driver speeding right down the parade route there, right into people in that parade, killing five, at least 48 injured, including 18 children, many of them in critical condition tonight. This evening, that driver is now in custody, facing five counts of intentional homicide. We're going to be careful here with these difficult new images now emerging tonight. At first, it looks like any other parade, but then you see the SUV coming into the frame there, swerving around the marching band and continuing right through. Children all along the route, the driver narrowly missing that little girl in pink there on the left. This overhead view tonight, the SUV about to hit several marchers and keep going. Obviously, we have frozen the video there. All of this so difficult to look at, and the families watching the parade route in shock, parents clutching their children, people looking for loved ones. The police cars then arriving, the empty street when it was all over. You can see the police tape there, lawn chairs and bags simply left behind. Tonight, Daryl Brooks has been identified as the driver. Police say he might have been leaving the scene of a domestic dispute just minutes earlier. And what we've learned about a previous arrest, ABC's Alex Perez leads us off tonight from Waukesha.
Tonight, horrifying new images showing that SUV swerving through the crowd in Waukesha, Wisconsin, ramming into members of a marching band at the Christmas parade.
Oh my God! Get out the way!
Maroon Ford escapes his blue bike heading into the parade road.
From holiday smiles to indescribable fear, these images from above showing entire families, children, and participants like the dancing grannies desperately trying but unable to escape the vehicle's path.
There's like seven injured that way. There's so many down there.
Matthew Rood was with his two girls, ages 2 and 5. Seconds before the incident, they wanted some of the candy being handed out.
She said, "Daddy, can I go get that piece of candy?" And I said, "No, honey, you stay by me. I don't go past this line, okay?" And there's a reason why I said that, okay? And not even a minute later, that's exactly where the SUV drove by.
I can't fight her!
Person after person mowed down, five people killed, at least 48 injured, including 18 children, six still in critical condition.
There was just like so many like bodies in the road, and then I saw them like start to pick them up, and they were like little kids.
Terrified, many screaming for loved ones. For more than a third of a mile down Main Street, that vehicle slamming into people. Dan Schneiderman's record shop is on the parade route. About 60 people ran in to seek refuge. He helped perform first aid on some of the injured.
I literally saw roughly 10 people bounce off that car, and you could hear thud, 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 thud as he drove through that. And you could hear it, which is a sound I'll never forget.
Authorities tonight identifying the driver of that SUV as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks, arrested and charged with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Officials say just back on November 2nd, Brooks was accused of using what appears to be the same vehicle to run over the mother of his child. Investigators believe before the parade incident, he was fleeing another crime scene, possibly a domestic disturbance. Police say he was not being pursued when he rammed the parade barricades and unleashed havoc.
I want to identify the victims that we know of at this time. And I say this with great sorrow.
The police chief emotional as he identified the victims and described those who helped.
Minutes after the incident occurred, I responded to the scene, and what I saw out of chaos and tragedy was heroes.
Tonight, authorities identifying those tragically killed, 4 women and 1 man, ages 52 to 81. Among them, Tammy Durand, her husband tonight telling ABC News her memory will bring joy to all who knew her.
And David, it might be hard to make out, but you can see there are hundreds of people behind me here for this vigil tonight. Authorities say they do not believe this is a case of terrorism, but they are closely reviewing the suspect's criminal record, including that case earlier this month where he was accused of using a car to run over the mother of his child. He's due in court tomorrow afternoon. David?
Just an awful scene in all of this right before the holiday. Alex Perez leading us off tonight. Alex, thank you. And as we mark this Thanksgiving week tonight, millions are now lining up for those booster shots. The CDC, of course, giving final approval for boosters for all adults in this country, 18 and older now. The CDC saying 3 million Americans got their boosters in just the past 3 days. But not everyone is having an easy time finding one. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos tonight.
With Thanksgiving just days away, Americans now racing to get a booster shot.
Being able to see my family and not worry about getting them sick.
Since that green light from the CDC, 3 million booster shots have gone into arms over the last 3 days.
Boosting people's overall protection against COVID-19 disease and death was important to do now.
But it took a while for some to find a shot, like New York City teacher Peggy Rodriguez.
Did that concern you that you may not have as much protection as you're going to work as you did a few months earlier?
Absolutely. Just being more around vulnerable populations like young children, I wanted to get that as soon as possible. Various pharmacies to figure out which ones were going to have it. It was really frustrating.
It comes as millions of Americans fly for the Thanksgiving weekend, but administration officials insist there will be no impact to holiday travel after reporting 93% of TSA workers have either gotten the vaccine or asked for an exemption. Overall, 90% of the nation's 3.5 million federal workers have gotten at least one shot.
And tonight, David, state officials are reporting an increase in COVID cases among children. For instance, in Massachusetts, the highest infection rate per capita is among 5 to 9-year-olds. David.
All right, Stephanie Ramos tonight. Stephanie, thank you. And we turn next this evening to closing arguments in the Ahmaud Arbery case. The prosecutor telling the jury 3 white men killed Arbery, quote, because he was a black man running down the street. The defense claiming they were trying to make a citizen's arrest. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
One of the first things the prosecutor drove home as she began her closing arguments today is that the issue of color really mattered.
And they made their decision to attack Ahmaud Arbery in their driveways because he was a black man running down the street.
She said it was 3-on-1 with their guns and pickup trucks versus an unarmed young black man who wasn't even carrying a cell phone or a wallet.
If you are the initial unjustified aggressor, you don't get a claim self-defense.
Defense lawyers told jurors that this killing was self-defense because when they look at this same disturbing cell phone video from that sunny February day nearly 2 years ago, they see the victim trying to overpower their client and take his gun.
And so he's done what he thinks the law allows him to do, which is to try to de-escalate that approach by showing force. Showing force necessary to prevent Travis himself or his father from getting beaten and possibly killed.
Travis McMichael, who fired the fatal shots, his father Gregory McMichael, who was also armed that day, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who police say joined the chase and recorded the video, have all pleaded not guilty. They're hoping that they've convinced jurors that they were making a citizen's arrest under then-Georgia law. But prosecutors told jurors that the law requires the men to have immediate knowledge of something that Ahmaud Arbery did wrong, and none of them saw him steal anything at the neighborhood construction site.
Prosecutors continue the second part of their closing arguments tomorrow morning. Then the judge will give the jury instructions, and then the jury will deliberate. The judge has moved the deliberation room to an interior room in the courthouse directly behind me because he is concerned about jurors hearing the sounds of demonstrators through the windows. David?
All right, Steve Osunsami on this case again tonight. Steve, thank you. Tonight, a Florida judge has officially exonerated four black men falsely accused of rape more than 70 years ago. The men known as the Groveland Four were accused of raping a 17-year-old white woman in 1949. But the state has now determined evidence was falsified. Two were fatally shot. The other two were sentenced to life in prison. All four men have now passed away. A monument was unveiled in their memory last year. And tonight from Haiti, two of the 17 Americans being held, all members of a missionary group kidnapped more than a month ago, are now free tonight. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries confirming they are safe and in good spirits, but not sharing the names or details of their release. Authorities say one of Haiti's most notorious gangs kidnapped the 16 Americans and one Canadian, five children among those kidnapped. And you'll remember they demanded $17 million in ransom almost immediately. Tonight, the State Department saying the U.S. is, quote, deeply engaged in freeing the remaining 15. Back in this country tonight, the crackdown. Authorities growing increasingly concerned after a wave of what they call smash-and-grab robberies. Groups of people swarming stores, Nordstrom's and other high-end stores, and making off with thousands of dollars worth of goods. ABC's Kaylee Hartung with the images tonight.
Tonight, a rash of smash-and-grab thefts targeting retailers around the country, just as the holiday shopping season picks up. In California, the Bay Area suddenly seeing mobs of people ambushing stores.
A lot of them are going in there, grabbing as much merchandise as they can, and getting away.
Over the weekend in Walnut Creek, 80 thieves storming a Nordstrom. Some even assaulting employees before they ran out with merchandise in hand to getaway cars.
Probably saw 50 to 80 people in like ski masks, crowbars, night, like a bunch of weapons.
And in San Francisco, more than $1 million in merchandise was stolen after as many as 100 people rushed several stores, including this Louis Vuitton.
Look, I have no sympathy, no empathy whatsoever. People smashing and grabbing, stealing people's items, creating havoc and terror on our streets.
Tonight, the governor lashing out at the recent spate of crimes.
We want real accountability. We want people prosecuted, and we want people to feel safe.
And David, as we head into the holiday season, Governor Newsom says shoppers across California should expect to see an increased police presence around shopping centers. David.
Kaylee Hartung tonight. Kaylee, thank you. We turn now to Thanksgiving travel tonight. Millions, of course, have already started their trips. Tonight, AAA expecting nearly 50 million people to drive for the holiday. They'll be facing the highest gas prices in years, and more than 5.5 million people expected to fly. The biggest flying days, they say, Wednesday and Sunday, no surprise. Our weather team continuing to follow the Thanksgiving week forecast. Temperatures plunging tonight, the big chill from the Great Lakes to the East Coast. On Wednesday, the busiest travel day, mostly quiet, good news from coast to coast, and then a milder forecast for the Thanksgiving day in the Northeast and much of the country, and that's welcome news. Of course, so much tension on the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Turns out many of the deals are already up online tonight. ABC's Ariel Reshef goes down the list.
Tonight, the clock is ticking down to Black Friday, but the deals are already up for grabs. At Target, this KitchenAid stand mixer normally goes for $430, but now it's $220. This Apple Watch, which normally retails for $280, is on sale at Best Buy for $220. And at Kohl's, this Roomba vacuum, originally $375, now on sale for $190, plus an additional 15% off at checkout. Experts predict consumers will spend about $998 on average on gifts this year, about 13% more than last year.
Big box retailers are already in set for supply chain issues.
Small mom and pop retailers, not so much.
But unlike years past, experts say holding out for better deals isn't always the best move.
The demand is going to increase for product as we get closer to the holiday. So when there's short supply of product and demand increases, the price increases.
And David, more and more big box retailers are giving their employees the day off on Thanksgiving. Target announcing today that it will close for the holiday, joining Trader Joe's, Aldi, and Walmart. David?
Here it comes. All right, Ariel Reshef with us tonight. Ariel, thank you. And we turn now to our continuing ABC News special report on the climate crisis. Tonight, our team inside the Amazon rainforest under a triple threat and what's now been left behind. ABC's Matt Gupman from Peru.
From the air, they may look like rivers of gold, but on the ground, they are wastelands left by gold mining in the heart of the Amazon.
Everything you see around me is part of what's called La Pampa. Until just a couple of years ago, all of this was virgin rainforest, but hundreds of gold miners were granted concessions here, turning this into a vast desert that goes on for mile after mile.
We traveled here to survey these gold mines with Paul Rosalie, a conservationist who co-founded Jungle Keepers. What we saw was apocalyptic.
We're in the heart of what should be the pristine Amazon, and right over our shoulders is a sandstorm. That is just mind-boggling.
The Western Amazon is said to be the most biodiverse spot on the planet, but a trio of scourges is killing the Amazon. Gold mining, logging, and slashing and burning for agriculture.
These kinds of burns are what are causing 10 to 15% of all the CO2 in the atmosphere, right?
That's right. Almost a fifth of human carbon emissions are coming from this. All we have to do is not burn down forests.
The men who set the fires telling us they had to burn this part of the forest to create farmland in order to feed their families. But those trees are the linchpins of the Amazon's biodiversity.
I'm standing about 130 feet up in the canopy of an ironwood tree. Now, this is one of the keystone species of the entire Amazon rainforest. And everything that you see in front of you right now is protected by the Jungle Keepers. But that is just a drop in the vast ocean of green that is the Amazon.
But Rosalie says there is still hope.
It's not too late. We're at the point now where we still have a chance to protect all these species. That's why we need to focus on it so much right now, because this is the last decade that we're going to have that chance.
David, there's plenty that folks can do from their own homes to try to stop the kind of deforestation you're seeing right behind me, like practicing responsible consumers. And that means knowing where the things you buy come from and helping organizations you trust doing the good work on the ground. David.
Yeah, really good advice, Matt. Thank you to our team in Peru. And of course, our series of reports will continue here. When we come back in New York City, the high-rise fire and the new video of that tennis star who'd been missing and why many are not convinced.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the images of that high-rise fire in New York City, the fire breaking out on the 10th floor of a 49-story building near Rockefeller Center. Black smoke pouring into the sky, at least seven people injured. And the new and damning report against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tonight, a state assembly committee investigating, finding, quote, overwhelming evidence that Cuomo engaged in multiple cases of sexual harassment and misconduct. Lawmakers calling the report, quote, extremely disturbing. To the index and to the new images of tennis star Peng Shuai, China's state-run media showing video of her signing tennis balls, also seen at a dinner. Critics fear this is being staged. And during a video chat with the International Olympic Committee president, she insists she's, quote, safe and well living at her home in Beijing after accusing a former government official of sexual assault. Finally tonight here, I heard from so many of you after our Persons of the Week Friday night. Well, tonight, what that young teen did after we said goodnight. Tonight, the California School for the Deaf Riverside, the Cubs, proving yet again they are America strong. Just one game away now from doing something their school has never done before in its 68-year history, winning the football state championship in their division. They are undefeated, and after Friday night's report, they won again, now 12-0. The players, the coaches are all deaf, winning against teams that can hear. You met them just hours before their semifinals. They signed their Hello, David. Running back Eno Cernosa signing this. Deaf people can do anything. We're not the stereotype that's out there. We were there Friday after the news. Their family, their classmates, all signing to them from the stands, the big game. And the messages we saw, we believe in you, you got this. At running back, Enos scoring a touchdown. Afterward, he told us, we do the best that we can. We won everything we can. We can do it regardless of being deaf. Deaf communities, this is for you guys. And Coach Keith Adams, who you met here too, we watched as he signed the plays on the field. After the game telling us, we just can't hear, but we're just like everyone else. We can play. And right here tonight, Coach Adams and his players at the championship luncheon sending this post-game message. Christian Jimenez signing, we can't explain. It's amazing. We feel so inspired. We feel so honored, but it's not finished yet. One more game, but we're already proud. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.